Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for January 20th, 2022. Now you'll start to hear stories about the quest to return to normalcy. In the UK, masks will no longer be mandatory in public places and COVID passports won't be required for large events. Why? They're seeing infections level off. Scientists there believe the Omicron surge has now peaked nationally. The Prime Minister also said hospital admissions and patients in ICU are stabilizing or falling. Starbucks is no longer requiring its U.S. workers to be vaccinated. That reverses a plan it announced just earlier this month. They said they're doing it because of the Supreme Court ruling rejecting the White House's plan to require vaccines or regular testing at companies with more than 100 workers. General Electric also suspended its vaccine mandate last week. New York City's surge of cases looks like it's falling as fast as it rose. After new cases increased 26-fold in 1 month, they've now fallen 57% over the last week, according to ABC News. Hospitalizations are declining, and the number of wastewater samples that spotted the virus have also plunged. More evidence that booster shots probably don't do much in the way of stopping transmission. A study of breakthrough Omicron cases in South Africa, where the variant emerged early on, demonstrated Omicron's ability to evade immunity generated by even the most powerful vaccine boosters. Researchers still say the vaccines protect against severe illness, but that it might not be a good idea to rely on vaccines alone in the pandemic fight. Amidst all this good news, the CDC remains at virtual war with the travel and hospitality industry anyway. Tuesday, they advised against travel to 22 more nations and territories, including Israel, Australia, Egypt, Argentina, the Bahamas, Bermuda, the British Virgin Islands, Turks and Caicos, and St. Lucia. In fact, there are now over 100 countries and territories total on their Level 4 Don't Go There list. In the United States, cases were up 38%, deaths are up 43%, and hospitalizations are up 47% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending down since January 14th. The five states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Tennessee, Maryland, Michigan, New York, and Indiana. There are now over 25 million active cases in the United States, at 25,035,097. The five areas with the greatest increase in hospitalizations per capita: Puerto Rico, 126%, Alabama, 121%, California, 110%, the U.S. Virgin Islands, 103%, and Louisiana, 102%. The top 10 areas with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: West Feliciana, Louisiana; Waukesha, Wisconsin; Newberry, South Carolina; Dane, Wisconsin; Tom Green, Texas; Teton, Wyoming; Uvalde, Texas; Milwaukee, Wisconsin; Kodiak Island Borough, Alaska; and Covington, Mississippi. There have been at least 857,674 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated: Vermont at 78.6%, Rhode Island at 77.9%, and Maine at 76.8%. The bottom three vaccinating states are Wyoming at 48.2%, Alabama at 48.4%, and Mississippi at 49.1%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 63%. Globally, cases were up 66% and deaths up 19% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending down since January 16th. There are now over 60 million active cases around the world, at 60,920,589. The five countries with the most new cases: the United States, 710,928, France, 436,167, India, 315,158, Brazil, 205,310, and Italy, 192,320. There have been 5,563,818 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.